Welcome above the plane. I'm Jake Lawrence, your host. Today's message is going to be on and around this simple statement. Discern between what comes first and what comes later. Okay. Everything we're doing and that we're endeavoring to do is because we desire an outcome. Okay, and that desire, the outcome might not be clearly defined, but it's an idea. There is a reaching, okay? There is a purpose. That could be to change your state. That could be to achieve a certain image. That could be to become competent or capable at doing something, some physical activity or some hobby. Maybe not just doing it, but doing it better, okay? Because you see yourself as doing something in a certain way, okay? So there's a vision. There's a thought. So when you have these thoughts and visions, it's important to clearly define them, right? Like maybe write out what that looks like in excruciating detail, okay? So if I'm trying to define, maybe build my chest, okay? Chest and shoulders and triceps. I'm trying to define those muscles, right? So I see myself wearing something or moving or doing something, running, and I see how those muscles look when they're defined and strong, okay? And having that in mind, the actions I take when I do the exercises that I've determined will help me change and create, you know, that look, I visualize the outcome as I do the repetitions, okay? So there's a mind-body connection there. And, you know, that's the come later, right? And so there's the action, there's the cause, and then there's the effect, okay? So I've got to understand this effect first, okay? And that's the desired outcome in order to become the cause, okay? And there's many different ways to think of this, but if you think about creating an image or obtaining a certain time in the marathon or whatever it may be, if it's performance-based or if it's, you know, image improvement, enhancement, maybe just creating more energy or utilizing your time in a more efficient manner. By having that desired outcome, you place a pressure on taking action, right? Otherwise, the thing just remains this thing that you wish you had or you wish you were, but you're not taking any action or investing any time heading in that direction, okay? When working with endurance athletes, there's two kinds of endurance athletes. There's one that I will call the bucket list athlete. That's the one who partakes, searches, signs up for a particular endeavor, okay, like a race, certain race, distance, what have you, and then seeks training and preparation for that. When that thing is gone, they drop off the radar, okay? There's the other endurance athlete who lives the endurance lifestyle, meaning that training is more about this process and improvement is more stepwise, okay? So the physicality of it comes within doing, learning about the body, experiencing the effect of training and recovery and how that really plays out, you know, for the course of a year to a decade, even to a lifetime. So you've got, I would say, the lifestyle athlete, and then you have the bucket list athlete. Neither way is, you know, both exist, so I can't say that one is better than the other. But I think when you use that as an example, you have the bucket list athlete that may be coming in and out of fitness in a seasonal or a yearly basis. So they're putting in more energy and more stress to get themselves to a place of fitness and then releasing the stress of commitment, okay, to go back to what I term their natural state, which is more of a sedentary, passive existence, okay? It's tougher to get someone like that ready, and you're going to experience the decline maybe a little harsher at some point because you're not invested in the lifestyle or living the lifestyle. So circling back to that statement, discern between what comes first and what comes later, right? So presence, awareness, okay? Like focusing on the here now, okay? I can take action. I can do my work. I can work on my body. I can do whatever, something that stimulates, causes, maybe is an act of creativity, right? Or I can prep and plan for the future. I can think about the thing that I'll do in the future date. Okay, I can spend time researching, garnering knowledge. Okay, I can spend a lot of time doing that. I can spend years doing that, months. Okay, and so I'm information rich in that sense, but I'm experience poor, right? Because I'm not firing. Okay, I'm aiming, I'm getting ready, I'm doing all those things, but I'm not firing. I guess the important point to think about is this idea that you're never truly ready, even when you're fully prepared, when you start doing the thing. That's when awareness comes. That's when failure comes. That's when the unexpected happens, right? The unexpected rarely happens in preparation. There's a plan, okay? But it happens in action, in experience, through learning. And beginning something often feels like risk, okay? Because there's no perfect point. There's no perfect shoving off point, right? There's no perfect time to leave the shore or to go in deep water, or to summit that peak. There's so many examples of cool moments that I've had moving over vast distances have been spontaneous, at least the initial experience was sort of spontaneous, right? So there was a commitment to something, and then there was an energy to explore, and then there was having an experience, okay? And then the outcome on the other side, right? Changes you, changed person. But in order to have those things, again, you've got to stir for it. You've got to stir for something, right? You've got to be excited about whatever it is you're about to do, okay? And I think if that doesn't resonate, okay? If that kind of passion doesn't exist towards it, you've got to understand and realize that what you're going to get out of it is probably going to be exactly equal to what you put into it. So you need to make daily time to change your state, okay? And do those things that create flow, right? And that are most useful to you functioning successfully as a human, right? So I wouldn't recommend doing a bodybuilding weightlifting routine if you can't commit to balancing things out through many hours of training and a proper nutrition partnering to that. I would say, hey, do a little more circuit training, change your state on a daily basis, feel better in your body so you can bring that energy to those other areas of your life that you're more passionate about and that you're more committed to. Okay, work, family, all those things. Okay, because you're essentially using your fitness to improve your life, to improve your presence in those situations. So choose wisely. Okay, and that's where these conversations with a coach or an effective mentor or educator are super helpful because it's the steering you away from what could be a waste of time, right? Towards a different mindset and then taking direction or action in that other area. I hate to work in absolutes, Everything is relative. Like nobody needs the same thing, right? In fact, to even insist that there's a need of an arbitrary anything is, I think, very off-putting to anyone who has any intellectual prowess at all, because where we put our attention, our purpose is not going to be common. You know, it's not going to have 10 people in the room, and if they're completely honest, the thing that is passionate for them, for each one of them, is probably going to be different, if not drastically different. Okay. And so to prescribe anything general, you're not going to have the same results because people are just different, right? And so we need to instead focus on the effects, okay, the stated effects, right? And then steer those effects towards how they align with the person's passion and purpose, you know? Like that fire, that thing that they're competitive in. And for a lot of people, it's the job, you know, or it's their ability to be for someone in some situation, okay? And that may be a family situation, a care or caregiving role, you know, or even just the presence that you carry with you from point A to point B in situations and settings, all right? Maybe just decreasing this sense of burden on other people, keeping and maintaining your independence, okay? Those are all worthy things, but I think this idea of fitness and outcome and improvement needs to be tied to where your passion lies, okay? Just to have it, so it's something that you're less willing to abandon, okay, and you're more willing to persist in, all right? Having those thoughts, those conversations are really beneficial, again, because they keep you on your personal path, okay, and it's unique to you, all right? So discern between what comes first and what comes later. The conversation, the planning, okay, the understanding that comes first. The effect, the results, those are going to come later. And they're going to come at their own pace, and they're going to come consistently. Why? Because you're going to stay on that path, okay? You're going to keep to that path. So when you think about getting fit, being healthy, staying confident, this definitely aligns with that. Stay confident. You know, when you have the right approach and you're if you don't have it, I mean, find it by all means necessary. But have the conversations, understand where you're competing, okay? And then align everything else with that competition. Because in that arena, in that way of living, you're going to experience flow, okay? Flow is going to come from those things. But you need to be honest in passion and purpose. And hey, some people are going to have multiple passions and purposes, okay? But you've got to list that one that you stir the most for, okay? And if it does shift, if it does modify on a seasonal basis, something maybe is more prevalent in the winter, something summer, whatever, understand that you're going to probably have more shifts, more pivots in your lifestyle, okay, along the way. And there's nothing wrong with that. But just kind of know that, hey, this is what happens a certain time of year. I'm not going to fight it. I'm going to sink into it. I'm going to transition. And then I'm going to transition again. And life is going to flow because of your multiple interests. So touched on a few different things here. Again, think about cause and effect. All right. What's the effect you desire? The real, honest, true effect you desire. And then what are the causes of that we can initiate to create that desire, okay? What comes first? What comes later? So thanks for tuning in. Until next time, this is Jake Lawrence, Above the Plane, onward and upward.